to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvets, the Elgins, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, the Originals, Shorty Long, and Tom Clay. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists.
In a place like Motown, listen while we play. In a place like Motown, Pittsville, USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play. Listen to the Motown sound. We pull it all around, but nowhere to be found. A band that plays a round sound like the Motown sound. In a place like Motown, Pittsville, USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play. Listen to the Motown horn.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Put yourself in my place. If only for a day, see if you can stand the awful hurt I feel inside. And put yourself in my emptiness I go through. Ooh, and when you lose a little sleep at night, cause you ain't been treated right, then you know heartaches are sad. Sitting by the telephone, being left all alone, then you know why I'm feeling bad. Girl who's been understand the awful hurt I feel inside. Ooh, baby, put yourself in my place. For just a little while, why don't you try it? Why don't you try it? Why don't you try it, baby, baby, try it. Put yourself in my place. Ooh, baby, come on and try it. Come on and try it. Baby, try it. Baby, try it. Put yourself in my place.
For listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
A Motown memory from David Ruffin, I'm So Glad I Fell For You, and that reached number 53 in United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. The Hal Davis Singers were contributing to background vocals on that song. Before that, the Allergens and Put Yourself in My Place only reached number 92 from 1966, but it was the B-side of the 45. The A-side of the 45 was Darling Baby, which fared a little better, reaching number 72. They had three singles total on the Motown record. And we started with the Velvettes, a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and the Motown Memory's theme song, Ain't No Place Like Motown. It was recorded in 1965, but didn't get released until 2002. The Velvettes had six charting singles on the Motown record label. Their biggest was Needle in a Haystack, reaching number 45. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Jimmy Ruffin and Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. Well, Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got was recorded and released in 1967, and the song was taken from Jimmy Ruffin's album entitled Jimmy Ruffin Sings Top 10. The song did reach top 30 status, peaking at number 29 in the United States Billboard charts, and it was a rhythm and blues hit as well, peaking at number 14. It was also a hit in Great Britain, reaching number 26 on the UK singles chart. Well, the song has a social context. It depicts a man anticipating his release from prison, when he'll return home in a train to the girl that I left behind. Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, and it was produced by Norman Whitfield. Well, 3 years later, Marvin Gaye recorded the song, and it became a modest hit, reaching number 67 in the United States Billboard charts. Well, here is Jimmy Ruffin's version, the original version of Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, right here on Motown Memory.
There's a train tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. But the sweet thing she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I lay hold, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Miss you so. Ooh.
Find someone
Originals with Down to Love Town, and they reached number 47 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1976. The Originals had 5 charting 45s on the Motown record label. Before that, Brenda Holloway and You Made Me So Very Happy, that reached number 39 from 1967. She co-wrote that song with her sister Patrice. The Blood, Sweat, and Tears group had a much bigger hit with that song. And Brenda Holloway had 6 charting 45s on the Motown record. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, who was the older brother of David Ruffin, and that was Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, reaching number 29 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, here comes Shorty Long, and the song is called Night for Last, right here on Motown Memories.
Great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me when he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend? Reverend Martin, can you tell me where he's gone?
Such a cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ranker Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Tom, play with what the world needs now is love / Abraham, Martin, and John, and then reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1971. Tom Clay was a disc jockey at the time, and we started with Shorty Long and Night Before Last, only reaching number 75 from 1968. His big hit was Here Come the Judge, and he died on June 29, 1969, at the age of 29 from a boating accident. Well, this half hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more lesser-known Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.